This is a podcast from the U.S. Department of the Interior.
Good morning, everybody. I'm Carl Artman, the Assistant Secretary of Indian Affairs at the United States Department of the Interior and a member of the Oneida Tribe of Indians of Wisconsin. Thank all of you for taking the time to be here today. And as we start this morning, we are privileged to be joined by President Joe Garcia. President Joe Garcia is the leader of the Okeawinge Tribe in New Mexico and the president of the National Congress of American Indians, the oldest and largest organization of tribal governments. President Garcia will be delivering the National Congress of American Indians' annual State of Indian Nations address at 12:30 today, next door in the First Amendment Lounge, and I hope you will all be there at that event. He's been kind enough to invite us all there. President Garcia has also been gracious enough to provide an invocation to begin today's event. President Garcia?
Good morning, everyone. I will do this in my native tongue, Tewa, and so please bear with me on it, and you can say the prayers in your own hearts and minds. Thank you so much. In brief translation, I simply ask the Great Spirit to be here with us today, and that we come here with good hearts, good minds, open hearts, and that we are marching upon some new ground, and that it is for the benefit of all of our people, and that we thank everyone for being here, and thank you so much, and be safe on your way home, and that's what I have called upon the Great Spirit to provide us today. Thank you.
Thank you, President Garcia. We are privileged in Indian country to have such rich traditions and perspectives that drives our identity and our daily lives and our business. At the Department of Interior alone, we have one of the largest American Indian and Alaska Native workforces who hold a breadth of community knowledge. It's great to see Indian country's perspective on a daily basis, and it's always a privilege to begin an event as we just have. I'm going to turn now to Ms. Janet Creighton, the Deputy Assistant to the President and Director of the White House Intergovernmental Affairs Office. She is new to her post and brings a wealth of knowledge and leadership, and we wish her well in your new position. Ms. Creighton.
Well, thank you. It is an honor for me to be here today, and I'd like to thank you, Mr. Artman, for the introduction. And President Garcia, thank you for lifting us all up. That's so important in our daily lives. My name is Janet Weir Creighton, and I am the Deputy Assistant to the President and the Director of Intergovernmental Affairs. It is my pleasure to welcome you here today to the unveiling of an online training program for federal employees working effectively with tribal governments. The training course was created by the Indian Affairs Executive Working Group, which is chaired by the Office of the Intergovernmental Affairs at the White House. This new training program will strengthen working relations with tribes and serves as a primer for federal employees charged with the important responsibility of working with Indian tribes. The course focuses on cultural and governmental issues unique to American Indian tribes. Today, we are fortunate to have a number of distinguished guests, and it is my pleasure to introduce our very first speaker. He was formerly the mayor of Boise, Idaho, and I know about being a mayor, a former U.S. senator, and two-term governor of the great state of Idaho. It is with great pleasure that I welcome the 49th Secretary of the United States Department of Interior, Dirk Kempthorne.
I must compliment you because that sort of enthusiasm and passion is exactly what we need in government. Bless you for that. To President Joe Garcia, thank you very much. The day that I became Secretary of the Interior, I spoke with a number of our leaders in Indian country, and Jackie was there, but Joe, you were on the telephone, and ever since then, I have looked to you as those with wisdom. So thank you very much. And while I could not understand the language which you spoke, but I believe that we prayed to the same great spirit or God. So I thank you for that. I also want to applaud Administrator Steve Johnson, who is a friend of all of ours, and his dedicated service for his agency's leadership, and in developing a course that is going to be explained to us here today. It is very impressive, and it is very needed. And the fact that the two now have come together, I think, is very beneficial. It will give federal employees a greater awareness of the cultural and governmental issues of American Indian tribes. This training focuses on cultural and governmental issues unique to American Indian tribes. It'll nurture a spirit of understanding and partnership that will enable us to do more to help American Indians reach their full potential, the great future which lies ahead for them. When I first walked in my office at the Department of the Interior in May of 06, I joined an administration that supports progress in Indian country through its programs, through its budget, and through training programs such as the one being announced today. That first day, the well-being of American Indians was on the top of my list of priorities. As governor of Idaho, as has been pointed out, I was proud to work closely with the tribes that called my state home hundreds of years before Columbus landed on this continent. I signed proclamations committing the state of Idaho to maintaining government-to-government relations with these tribes. It's something that Joe and I have talked about on many occasions, how important that is to tribes. We went on to tackle many important and difficult issues together, including endless decades of bitter litigation, by working with the Nez Perce tribe to resolve the largest state tribal water dispute in Idaho's history. In my first few months in office, I visited with tribes from the northernmost part of Alaska to the Badlands of South Dakota, the easternmost part of Maine, tribal leaders in Arizona, and I did a lot of listening. When President Bush announced his 2008 budget, two of our four major initiatives for the Department of the Interior focused on improving the lives of American Indians and ensuring a better future for their children. Congress overwhelmingly supported these initiatives in our 2008 appropriation. I'm pleased to report that President Bush will propose increasing funding for both initiatives in his 2009 budget, which will be announced early next week. These two initiatives, the Safe Indian Communities Initiative and the Improving Indian Education Initiative, are more than simply line items in a budget. They're a moral imperative. The Safe Indian Communities Initiative seeks to help tribes put an end to the scourge of methamphetamine abuse that is threatening to destroy an entire generation of Native Americans. Ruthless drug cartels have invaded tribal lands and are spreading their poison with impunity. The crime rate in some tribal areas is 20 times the national average. In the meantime, meth is destroying lives and breaking apart families. I cannot forget the heart-rending story of Kathleen Wesley Kachian, the former chairwoman of the San Carlos Apache tribe. Kathleen talks about a 9-year-old meth user, 9 years old, who was taken to the San Carlos hospital with hallucinations and violent behavior. She speaks of a young mother on meth who stabbed her baby to death because she thought that he was possessed by the devil. She describes how 65 babies had been born meth addicted in 2004. In 2005, there are more than that. She spoke of how both tribal law enforcement and healthcare in her community had been overwhelmed by the epidemic. Under the Safe Indian Communities Initiative announced in last year's budget, we proposed an additional $16 million to help tribes hire and train more tribal law enforcement officers to put drug dealers and drug gangs behind bars. Congress joined the president in supporting our proposal, and in fact, they added $8 million to that amount. In the 2009 budget, we're increasing our commitment to this vital initiative. We're proposing to sustain that full $24 million that we received in 08, and we're putting another three for a total of $27 million. The Bureau of Indian Affairs is implementing an extensive law enforcement recruitment plan that will lead to the hiring of 200 additional police officers. In the short term, we may use temporary hires and temporary detailing of law enforcement officers from other agencies. But we're absolutely committed to this, absolutely serious about this. We will take the drug cartels head on behalf of Native American tribes, that if left alone with the drug cartels and the design of the cartels can be decimated. Over the longer term, we'll do extensive recruiting in Indian communities and provide a boost to the Indian Police Academy training program. At the same time, we'll provide specialized drug enforcement training for bureau and tribal officials. We also will address the social damage caused by methamphetamine, drug addiction and child abuse and neglect. We'll support a meth public awareness campaign to educate Indian country on the dangers of this drug. And this is not limited to Indian country. As a governor, it was one of our top problems. Again, this is a moral imperative. We will not rest until we shut down these peddlers of poison who are victimizing American Indian communities, and some of the victims are the children. It's not enough, however, to simply protect Indian children from drugs and crime. We must also help them to achieve a brighter future through better educational opportunities in Indian country. For that reason, I'm gratified that the Improving Indian Education Initiative also received enthusiastic support from Congress. Last year, we proposed $15 million for the initiative to help Native American children reach their potential and Bureau of Indian Education-funded schools meet the goals of the No Child Left Behind Act. Congress more than endorsed our vision for Indian education, providing $24 million in appropriations for this initiative. In the 2009 budget, we propose not only again to sustain this higher level of funding, but to add to that, to more than $25 million in 2009. Our initiative is helping Bureau of Indian Education schools enhance elementary reading programs, develop improved math curricula, provide mentoring and tutoring for high school students, and provide educational leadership and training for school administrators. Last November, I personally saw the faces of these beautiful young children that we are helping with reading skills, math skills. At the Department of Interior, a number of the children from various tribes that are in our Indian education classes came to Washington, D.C. to spend time with them, to listen to these little third graders read fourth, fifth, and sixth grade level material was awesome. It was inspiring. It was fun to talk to the kids, too. Beautiful children. We have wonderful examples of what Indian schools can accomplish. 5 years ago, the principal and teachers of a small Indian school in Standing Rock, New Mexico, the Ceci Ahi Community School, developed a plan to improve the performance of their 115 students. Last week, an article in the Gallup Independent newspaper called the school the little school that could. The school met its adequate yearly progress standard under the No Child Left Behind Act for the fifth row in a year. It is one of the few schools in the Navajo Nation to do so in 2007. With continued strong support for the Improving Indian Education Initiative in our 2009 budget, we're helping other children help them to reach the heights that they have. All of these children have dreams. These dreams can come true if we enhance them with the proper training and education. Our focus is that all children should be able to read at grade level by the third grade. And I believe we can accomplish this with the math and all the programs that go with this. There's been a great deal of effort on the construction and renovation, remodeling of the buildings, but now the emphasis is in the classroom. That's what this initiative does. So again, I commend the president for his initiatives. I also commend Congress for embracing those initiatives and enhancing them. And now we sustain that level, both in our fight with the drug cartels and with education of the children, and increase each of those in 09. So this is good news for all of us and for Indian Country. Joe, again, I commend you. You represent Indian leadership throughout this great nation, and with your professionalism and your passion, good things will continue to happen. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Secretary, and our continued good wishes to you as the year continues. Our next presenter today has had a distinguished career of over 25 years with the United States Environmental Protection Agency. He received his BA from Taylor University in Indiana, his MS in pathology from George Washington University, and was awarded an honorary doctorate of science by Taylor University. It is now my pleasure, and I hope all of us together will welcome the 11th Administrator of the U.S. EPA, Steve Johnson.
Well, thanks very much, and it really is a pleasure to join all of you today. And thank you, Secretary Kim Thorne, or really my friend Dirk. He is a great supporter of the environment, obviously the Department of Interior, and as you have just listened, a great supporter of all of our tribal activities across the government, and I really appreciate his leadership. And again, I want to say thank you. President Joe and others of distinguished colleagues up here joining me today. And in looking across the audience, I see a number of people across the government. And it would be, I would be remiss if I didn't say to a couple EPA folk, Carol Jorgensen, who heads up our tribal program. And Carol, thank you for your leadership and support as administrator, and Karen and others that are here today to join with us. And it really is a pleasure to join you, because today we're here to launch Working Effectively with Tribal Government, which is an online training program. This is very exciting because, as others have mentioned, this training is an important first-of-a-kind curriculum that will improve federal consultation and cooperation with our tribal partners. The training is rich with information. It's respectful of the rich historical and cultural heritage of the tribes that we're working with, which will better prepare government employees, really all of us, who collaborate with Native American and Alaska Native communities. At the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency, it's been a top priority to partner with our tribal colleagues. Why? Well, in order to better protect the environment and public health in Indian Country. For centuries, Native Americans have been respected for their commitment to Mother Earth. And of course, at EPA, we share in that obligation to pass down a cleaner, healthier environment to future generations. In fact, in 1984, EPA became the first federal agency to adopt a formal Indian policy. In it, we acknowledged our commitment to working on a government-to-government basis to protect the air, the water, and land in tribal territories. This important policy has been reaffirmed by every subsequent administrator, including myself, in 2005. In addition, over the past decade, EPA has been implementing an interactive training tool to educate our employees about the agency's responsibilities in Indian Country. And I'm proud to say our course helped to provide the framework for the training program we're announcing today. At EPA, we seek the views of Native American Indians throughout our policy-making process and provide support on a wide variety of environmental programs to tribal communities. Through this cooperation, we're meeting our shared responsibility to pass down a cleaner, healthier environment to future generations. I'm pleased our federal partners here appreciate the value of increasing mutual understanding and collaboration with our tribal neighbors. This training is a great step, and I look forward to expanding our work together in order to better serve American citizens and Native Americans alike. I want to congratulate everyone who has worked so hard to make this training a reality. This is, as once I was doing an award ceremony, a nine-year-old said, "Is this a big deal?" This is a big deal. This is quite an accomplishment. And so, as one of those federal employees who has spent 27 years at EPA and who values the training programs that are offered, this is a significant accomplishment. Thank you all. Congratulations. And I look forward to spreading the word. Thank you.